As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogue and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The Gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We are a nation of people watchers. We like to watch people. Note what they wear, or maybe what they don't wear. We buy magazines like People, so we can watch the rich and famous, the royals, the celebrities, the professional athletes and musicians, everything from rock stars to divas. We follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Curiously enough, Jesus in today's gospel was doing a little people watching himself. Jesus, accompanied by his disciples, lined up opposite the entrance to the temple so they could watch people coming and going. Some of those whom they were watching were scribes. Jesus said, "Watch out for those guys." Not that being a scribe was a bad thing. Actually, it was a good thing. A scribe was a guy with a doctorate in jurisprudence, that is, a lawyer who specialized in interpreting the laws of God. Scribes were the religious professionals, the kind of people that you would turn to if you were seeking some counsel or guidance. They were also clergy. They wore long robes. They had their names published in the Sabbath bulletin. Parents wanted their children to study under them the same way parents today want their children to get into the best colleges. Scribes were, however, not paid as clergy. They lived on subsidies, like a gift of a bottle of kosher wine at Hanukkah or a fruitcake at Yom Kippur. And there was always a little from the temple treasury when they were the featured speaker at the Sabbath forum. However, some scribes were not content with a little, and they found a way to make more, a lot more, by using their position and influence to wrangle invitations to people's homes, where they took the best seats, the best cuts of meat, and the best cups of wine. Every now and then, when someone came to them with an ethical problem, and wanting counsel as to what to do, what would be the right thing to do, a scribe could see a way to do a little insider trading. Only it wasn't called that. It was called a win-win proposition. So while the scribes may have been without money, they were not without honor or worth. They were worthy people, worthy to be watched. They were the ones who were worth watching, coming to the temple in their long robes with earnest and erstwhile students trailing behind them, imitating their every move and mannerism, and each hoping to be the brightest and best student so they would be worth watching someday. Yes, these were the ones worth watching. Only Jesus wasn't watching them. In fact, he wasn't paying them any attention at all. What had caught Jesus' eye What he considered worthy to watch was a widow, slight and stooped, out of husband, out of meat for her bones, out of everything except two small copper coins. It was her 2 cents worth. However, it wasn't the 2 cents that interested Jesus. It was the widow herself. "Truly, I tell you," said Jesus, as he turned toward his disciples, "this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Immediately, the disciples began to scan the crowd to find this widow who had completely captured Jesus' attention. They couldn't see her. She was invisible until Jesus singled her out as someone worth watching. She had given all she had, and surely the disciples must have wondered the way we might wonder about anyone who decided to give their last dollar to the 700 Club or someone else. Would that be admirable? I think not. It would be a crying shame, wouldn't it? In dollars to donuts, 10 out of 10 of us here this morning would do our best to talk her out of it. After all, we all know charity begins at home. The disciples couldn't see her. They strained and they looked and searched and scanned, but they never saw her. Perhaps she had already hurried into the synagogue to find her seat. There is a saying, "It takes one to know one." Perhaps that is why Jesus saw her and the disciples didn't. When Jesus leaves the temple with his disciples, he will be dead within 4 days. Perhaps that's why he noticed her. It takes one to know one. As she uncurled her fingers around those last two coins to drop them into the temple treasury, Jesus would uncurl his fingers around the bread and the cup of wine. And he would say to whoever had the ears to hear, "This is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Like the widow, Jesus knew what it was to give all he had. Just maybe, when he saw her, he saw himself. And what she was saying to the disciples, and what she is saying this morning to you and to me, look, see here. See what she did. "That's what I've been talking about," Jesus said, "for these last 3 years while I have been with you. Look at her. If you want to follow me, follow her." It is, I think, too hard for us to look at her, for we are at the same time both ashamed and guilty. We aren't like her. We aren't going to give away all that we have. We don't even want to look at her. What we want to look at are the celebrities and the professional athletes, the rock stars and the divas. Give us the people who are worth watching, who are worthy. Worthy? Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Maybe we are just watching the wrong people or looking for love in all the wrong places. So I'm wondering this morning, the next time you leave this table, having been fed the body and blood of Christ, having all of your sins forgiven, having received the one who has gone all in for us, perhaps we can go all in for someone else. My guess is that we can find that kind of person serving in a soup kitchen, perhaps at a veterans center, or maybe a veterans hospital. We might find someone worthy of watching. But what I know for sure, and I am certainly convinced of this morning, if you see someone forgiving another, letting go of that grudge that they have had their entire lives curled around, like the widow, those two coins, you will see someone worth watching. And my guess is that just about all of us here have someone to forgive or ask forgiveness of. And should you grant that forgiveness? Wipe the slate clean? Be prodigal about grace? Toss grace around the way like some people throw their money at the wind? Then you will be someone worth watching. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.